case number 10585, Bridal Ridge Properties LLC, west of Road 275, north of Sandcastle Cove, being lot 262 within Hoboken Lane, phase 4 development. A variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Good evening, name and address.
Preston Dyer, 29460 Cedar Neck Road, Ocean View, Delaware.
Could you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I affirm.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Evening.
My name is Pret Dyer. I'm a member of Bridal Ridge Properties. Before you, this is the one single lot, which is lot 262. Excuse me, and of Bridal Ridge. Originally, the last hearing, the request was for a 5-foot front yard setback for all 46 lots. What we have done, and this affects this lot in particular, lot 262. If I may, I'd like to hand out plans. They're the same plans that you have, but there are some revisions. What's being passed down is 11 by 17. There's also three copies of a larger plan. But when you get those, if you would just turn to the first page of that, that depicts phase 4, 46 lots. And I'll review what in fact we have endeavored to delineate on that plan. As you can see from that plan, there's a circle around the interior lots, and what that depicts are lots 261 through 277. As indicated, 17 lots. And then the remainder of the lots that surround those particular lots have, as you can see when you look at the enlarged sections, the remainder of those lots are basically 133.5 feet deep. The lots in particular that we're describing, being lots 261 through 277, are 104.5 feet deep. And I also reviewed the plot plan for the other phases of Hoboken Landing, of which there are three. And the average lot depth in Hoboken Landing is 134 feet deep. There are some 129-foot deep lots, and there are a few lots that are less than that. Those lots being, excuse me, lot 192, which is 118-foot deep, lot 221, which is 110.41 feet, and lot 14, which shares 117 feet and 108 feet. That is, in fact, not a rectangular lot. The other lots that I have depicted and described are rectangular. That particular lot is a cul-de-sac lot, and it's an oddly shaped lot. As I have indicated to you previously, when Hoboken Landing, all four phases were plotted at once, and originally the footprints of the lots easily accommodated the two-story type home, the predominance of which had the master on the second floor. There have been, and I think there was a question about this, is there the ability to fit the master down on the other lots, being the 120 9 feet and the 134-foot lots? And the answer is yes, because the depth of those still yield either 94 feet in depth or 89 feet in depth. So there have been some lots that do accommodate the deeper lot package, which has the master bedroom on the first floor for single floor living. But in particular, these 17 lots are all 104.5 feet deep. The difference, if you take the front and rear yard setbacks, which for the subdivision are 30 feet for the front and 10 feet for the back, that yields 64.5 feet from the front building envelope to the rear building envelope. In comparison to the 134-foot lot, that's 64.5 versus 94, which equals 69%. The difficulty that we have is, and this was the question was asked before, is it a square footage? It's not a square footage because even on a 104-foot lot, it's 90 feet wide. There's still 4,515 feet of square foot building area upon which you can build a house. And there are no homes out there that exceed that on one floor. So it's not a question of the ability to expand the footprint of the house. It is merely the issue of the distance between the front yard setback and the rear yard setback. So by granting a 5-foot setback, what it does is it takes the linear distance from the front to the back from 69% of what would normally be a buildable envelope to 74% of a buildable envelope. Again, there's not going to be any impact on the impervious area because the homeowners historically, and I would be willing to bet in the economy today, that would be even more the case. It's not going to expand the size of the house. It's just going to be able to accommodate the depth of the house. And again, with the master on the first floor, with the front load garage, and then the living area and the depth of the master bedroom on the first floor with the master bath, trying to fit that within 64.5 feet, where the normal envelope that we have is 94 feet deep, it presents a practical difficulty, one which, when we laid this out originally, was not anticipated, was not the case, and we didn't have. And it is true. I mean, the questions have been very good questions. Why is it unique to this particular section of lots? And it's only because these lots were laid out with less depth and more width in the front. You know, at the time, you know, we didn't know the trend. The trend currently is, as we've talked about before, to have one-story living. The one-story living necessitates the master bedroom and the master bath to be on the first floor, and the ability to fit it within these particular 17 lots is really the issue. So it is not necessary, nor would it be appropriate, to address the other lots in phase four because they have the 133-foot of depth. So that really, that isn't, and that was, excuse me, that was unnecessary for us to consider or to request that. I think that given this situation, and in it really helped me to even listen to the questions and field the questions. Again, the amount of impervious will not change. The ability to just put that footprint from front to back is truly the hardship that we've encountered. I think this will allow us to utilize those particular lots in a reasonable manner to accommodate the single floor living. And again, because these lots back up to one another and because they are central to phase four, they are surrounded by additional lots all the way around Phase 4. Therefore, you know, the impact to the adjoining neighborhood would not occur, and it will not alter or affect either this particular neighborhood or any other adjoining or nearby neighborhoods. Again, Salt Marsh Boulevard surrounds this particular phase of Henlicken Landing, as do the ring of lots that are around it. So we don't think that it will alter the character of this particular neighborhood or any adjoining neighborhoods. We don't think it will have any increase in the impervious runoff that results, because no one, to the best of my knowledge, is going to build a 4,500 square foot single floor home in Henlicken Landing. That doesn't, you know, that has not been the case, and I don't think today will be the case as well. So based upon that, we would seek to have only lots 261 through 277, which are 17 lots, that the variance would only apply to those 17 particular lots, none of the other lots in Phase 4 of Henlicken Landing. Based upon those factors, we respectfully request that you would act favorably upon this request. Thank you.
Excuse me. Thank you. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
I just have one quick one. Yes, sir. Question. By the way, I appreciate your explanation of this. On the 134 lot, feet deep lots.
Yes, sir.
Have you revamped your ideas on that also to build any of those with single story master dam?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
Thank you. Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Name and address, please.
Sandra Spence, 18471 Seashell Boulevard, Lewis.
And do you swear a firm testimony about the gifts to be the truth, whole truth, and nothing?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Oh, good evening. I was the one that asked some questions at the last hearing, mm-hmm. and I guess I'm a little bit confused right now, because I was under the impression that the agenda called for a consideration of Lot 262, and I understood Mr. Dyer was discussing Lots 261 to 277, which I thought were passed. The hearing was last time.
You're correct. The hearing for the remainder lot, the other lots, were for the last time. This hearing is just for Lot 262.
Okay,
we haven't made a decision on the others yet.
Right, I understand. That's on the agenda for later. So since he spoke about those other lots, I presume that I have the ability to speak about all of them as well.
Sure.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. At the last hearing, Mr. Dyer didn't seem to remember the square footage of the houses that are being sold at Henlicken Landing Phase 4. So I stopped by the sales office, and I got the layouts. The houses have all of them except one are one-story homes with masters on the first floor, and they range from 1,406 square feet to 1,924 square feet. There's one that is called the Sumner, which is a one-story, and it has 2,550 square feet. And it has an optional 10-foot extra third car in the garage in the front, and an extra 10-foot sunroom in the back. So I would assume that that is the only one of these models that is a problem that requires this setback from the front of the house, from the front of the street. The rest of these houses are pretty square. They're not very extensive front to back. So it seems as if the salespeople have an option of not offering both of those options so that the setback is not, the variance is not necessary. Further, I studied the code, the county code, and I understand that this board has the authority to grant variances where there is an unwarranted, where there's no unwarranted, I'm sorry, where there is a hardship. And the granting of the variation is only for reasons of demonstrable and exceptional hardship as distinguished from variations sought by applicants for purposes or reasons of convenience, profit, or caprice. I don't believe he's requesting anything for caprice. I don't believe Mr. Dyer would do a thing like that. But it does appear to me that the request is in order to be able to sell these houses, the larger houses, for a higher sales price that would result in a higher profit. And another part of the code says that the unnecessary hardship has not been created by the applicant or the appellant. And it seems as if the appellant is the one that laid out the lots. He could have laid out a different type of lots, made them larger, so this would not be a problem. The other thing the code says is that the variance, if authorized, will represent the minimum variance that will afford relief and will represent the least modification possible of the regulation in issue. So I don't understand why a variance should be offered for a number of lots that haven't even been sold, and it isn't clear whether the buyers will buy the PISA, which is the smallest one that's only 1,406 square feet, or whether they're going to go for the Sumner, which is the one that has the front, potentially the front garage and the back sunroom. It just doesn't make sense to me at this point. The other thing that concerns me is just the simple process whereby these variances are being requested so late in the construction process. As he indicated at the last hearing, they've already started building the roads. The lots are laid out. I've noticed that it's the electrical or cable, or there's some of those equipment are already being installed. They're already there. And one house has already been sold as of 2 weeks ago. And supposedly, the rest of the houses are capable of being delivered to the customer as early as June. And doesn't make any sense to me that that is possible unless there's some assumption that the variance will be approved before you have an opportunity to consider it. Thank you.
Ma'am?
Yes.
Can I see those
pictures? Oh, sure. Yeah.
Hand it back down.
This is the smallest one, the PISA. And then, there are the others. I'm sorry. The Sumner is the big one. Oh, there it is. That's the big one that has the potential for a three-car garage. A sunroom in the back. Any other questions?
I don't.
Thank you.
Where do you live?
Oh, I live at Seawood Estates. That's a Ryan development that's next door. Our lots are bigger. We have 3/4-acre lots. It was built earlier. Most of ours were finished approximately the same time that Henlopen Landing was started. And at the time, my lot is 3/4-acre, as most of the ones in my development. And I have a house that is a one-story with a master bedroom on the first floor, and it's wide. So when they went to Henlopen Landing, Ryan changed no longer offered that model because it wouldn't fit across on the lot, they made different models. So my other point was that it's possible to offer models that will fit on the lots that they have in Henlopen and Landing.
Are you close to this?
Oh yeah, right. Our development backs up against this one.
So you would see this?
I go by it every day. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's right across the street from Lowe's, on Plantations, and right off Robinsonville Road, which is just around the corner.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
A couple responses that I have. One is, again, it is not a square footage issue. It is the depth from the front to the rear of the property. It's not the size. Adding another garage makes a building wider, does not make it deeper. The difficulty we have is because these lots are 104.5 feet. That's what they were originally plotted for. The lady is correct. There is one lot that's been sold, but the lots that they're talking about are the ones on the perimeter that are 133.5 feet deep. So there's not a need. And yes, the question was asked, will the homes that are described fit within the 133-foot lot? Yes, it will. But on the 104.5-foot lot, the difference, again, it's 69% as deep as the 133-foot lot. So when you look at those homes, it's not, if it's 1,406 square feet, it's not the width of it. It is the depth of the house from the front to the back. And when you put a garage, and when you put a living room, and when you put a master bedroom with the master bath and, you know, and whatever options they may desire, it doesn't physically fit, and the extra 5 feet gives you the ability to have different floor plans fit within that 104.5 feet. So, and I would submit that there are 200, well, not 200, there's probably 14 rows of homes between Seawood Estates and phase four of Henlopen Landing. I mean, there's 180 houses between where the lady lives and where Saltmarsh Boulevard in phase four. And there's an 80-foot right-of-way, Saltmarsh Boulevard, and it is 180 houses away to the west of where Seawood is. Now, she may drive by it to get to her house, but again, a 5-foot variance that we're talking about here from Plantation Road or Saltmarsh Boulevard with a ring of houses around it, I would challenge whether anybody could tell whether there was a 25-foot or a 30-foot front yard setback, even if they were standing on the particular road, leave alone where, you know, wherever this, wherever the other individual homes are. But again, if you look at those homes and the plans, it is only the depth, 104.5 feet, that, you know, that we have the hardship. And when we plotted this out, we didn't have the knowledge. We didn't create the hardship at that point on our own. The market changed between the two-story homes and the homes becoming one-story living. That's what's created the need for us to seek this variance from the board. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Hearing no other opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, since you have the other case under advisement or under coming up as old business, let me suggest you just take this one under advisement and then consider the two of them together at whatever point you get to.
Thank you, Mr. Burrow.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Have a second to that? Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McKay and a second by Mr. Mills that we take case number 10,585 under advisement at this time. All those in favor of the motion, give me the voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
Case number...